Oh, Jesus, what a fucking day. God damn, I'm so glad it's over. What the hell? Oh, shit. Oh no, the poor thing, and it's fucking raining outside. Hey! Hey! Are you okay? Your car didn't start? Oh no, I'm sorry. Do you have somebody you can call? You can use my phone? No? So, like, there's nobody who could come and get you? And you're just gonna be stuck here? Shit. Okay, I'm not really supposed to do this, but I can't leave you here in the rain. Get in. No, I'm serious. No problem. Hop in. Then just put your address in my GPS thingy there. All right, it looks like it's gonna take us about, what, 10 minutes, depending on traffic? Dude, I'm so sorry about your car. Oh no, oh please. I remember my first car was such a piece of shit. Oh, sorry. Oh my gosh, I'll watch my language. It was not very reliable. Yeah, it was like an 83 Cutlass or something. Thanks. No, that was, well, it wasn't yesterday. Well, that is very sweet of you to say. But you know that flattery will get you nowhere. I have no control over what your grades are in Coach O'Brien's class. Oh, bullshit. Oh, I shouldn't. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. The instant I leave school, I kind of turn off my teacher brain and I start swearing like I'm back in college. Forgive me. No, reputation is very important for a teacher. If your parents knew that, like, I cuss like a sailor, it could be a serious problem. Yes, I know it's a little bit silly, but it is what it is. Oh, really? Our little secret, huh? In exchange for me giving you a ride home? All right. I appreciate it. It's good to let loose once in a while, I guess. It's been a hell of a week. Oh well. It's not something that I really want to get into. I'm just looking forward to going home and treating myself to a little bottle of wine that I've been saving for a rainy day. Shit. Don't mention that either. The drinking, yeah. No, look, I know there's nothing wrong with it, but psh, parents don't see things like that sometimes. Oh, I'm pretty cool, huh? Thanks. You know, I am one of the youngest teachers at the school. And there aren't a whole lot of coworkers that I can spend time with outside of work. It feels good to be able to just, like, be myself sometimes. So, aren't you on the soccer team this year? I figured. No, he usually does what he can to pull you boys into his class and talk about sports all the time and make sure your grades are okay. Yeah. Plus, I thought I recognized you from your practices. Yeah, most sunny days I run the track around the practice field. Yeah, that's me. I usually wear my hat and sunglasses. No, so I'm not surprised you didn't recognize me. Yeah, I guess I do wear those little pink shorts a lot. Huh. But hey, it's after school. At work, I have to wear suits and stockings and blouses and jewelry and high heels and all that professional shit. But after school, I wear what I want. And also the sunglasses, so I don't get ostracized for it. Really? Stop. You thought I was one of the track girls? Stop it. You are making me blush. But I have to say, it's nice to be appreciated. I've put a lot of work into staying in shape, and I mean, it's not as much as you guys do, holy shit, with your constant sprints and drills and stuff. Well, I mean, I'm not, like, studying you guys or something, but while I'm running, there's nothing else going on. I'm just running in a big fucking circle. So if a bunch of young men are running around a field for 2 hours, yeah, I'm gonna glance that way occasionally. Wow, that did not sound very good. You like that I watch you. I'm not sure I approve of what you're saying. What? No. No, I don't mean that I'm not flattered. It's just, I mean, saying things like that could get me in way more trouble than a fuck here or there. Okay, wait, that sounded terrible too. What do you mean, not that wrong? Are you hitting on me? Dude, seriously, I'm twice your age. And I'm a teacher. You have to know it's inappropriate. Yes, I know I said it was flattering, and I did mean it, but if anyone ever thought that anything was happening between us, I mean, that's loss of a job and jail time for me, dude. I mean, you'd get a slap on the wrist, if anything. You're only 16, but me, that's statutory rape. I would be on the news. It would be very humiliating. You are so bad. You would let me rape you? I mean, okay, again, this is very flattering, but look, we can't. Hey, wait a minute. Did you put in the right address? Oh my goodness, there are not even any houses down here. It's just an empty cul-de-sac. I can't let you out here. It's pouring. Does anyone even, like, live around here? I can't see anything. Wait a minute. You did this on purpose? Is your car even broken down? Okay, good. Wow, I mean, no. No. I guess. I'm just really flattered, that's all. And, okay, oh my god. Okay, what are you doing? No, put your seatbelt back on. No, no, okay. Take your hand, oh, fuck. No, put that away. Jesus. Oh my god, if somebody would walk by and see you waving that giant fucking thing at me. Yes, I know there are no houses, which means we should not be here. Are you shitting me? Yes, I said it's giant. Now will you just... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. You can't just... You can't just put my hand on it. Wow. Wow, you're fucking hard. Jesus. Is that... I mean, is this normal? Like, all the time? Wow, I bet the girls just love this thing. Oh, you're not into girls, huh? You only like women? Oh, you only like hot women like me? So smooth, Romeo. Well, I guess with equipment like this, you don't have to be super articulate. Jesus Christ, young man, that is like a record breaker. Are you sure nobody comes down this street? Okay. Oh, shit. I'm already not taking my hand off of it, and it's a really, really nice cock. It twitched. You like it when I say cock. And when I talk about how big, thick, and hard your cock is in my hand. Well, I admit I like it too. And... like I said, it's been a really rough week, and my boyfriend's out of town, and, well, I have needs. Well, I'd already lose my job if someone found out about this. Might as well come all over that rock-hard cock. You like it when I stroke it like this? Your face is all red and you're breathing heavy. I think someone's enjoying himself. Okay. I'm gonna take my hand away because you're getting a little too excited. Don't worry, I just... well, I'm risking getting fucked. Might as well get fucked, right? Okay. Recline your seat all the way. Don't argue, just do it. I'm gonna hike my skirt up. Yes. I told you, skirts, suits, and stockings. I guess I failed to mention that they were black thigh highs and that I'm also wearing a black satin thong and garter belt. Yeah, it's my little secret, I guess. Even those words are turning you on. Alright, you just lay back, and I'm gonna climb over, and you're gonna learn how to 69 in the front seat of a car. Getting you ready for college. Okay. Just. Wow. Okay. Okay. So clearly you've had a little. Practice at that. Oh, fuck. Okay. Just keep doing that. Keep doing that with your tongue. Yeah, just long, slow licks. Shit. Yeah. Yes, okay. That's right. Oh, fuck, yes. Lick my pussy. Oh, A little faster. Oh, just the tip of your tongue. Yeah. Okay, do you know where my clit is? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay, good. Just keep doing those things. Oh, shit, sucker. Yeah, just like that. I'm gonna just stroke this hard, fucking thick cock. Oh my god, and kiss it. Ow. Fuck, yes. Oh, slap my ass again, young man. Oh, fuck, harder. Keep sucking my clit and fucking spank my ass. Oh, god damn it, yes. Give me that cock again. Fuck, okay. Okay, you stay right there. I need that cock in me so fucking bad I can't stand it. You stay right fucking there. Don't you move. I'll just shift around. Okay, you need a minute. You don't get to come until after I have. So I'm gonna turn around and straddle you. Hey, open my blouse. Are you complaining that I'm not doing it? Now unbutton my blouse. Yes, it matches the black satin panties. I like to feel sexy. You don't have a problem with it, do you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, now this is the front latch, so you could just... Oh. Alright, that was fast. Are you sure you don't like high school girls? Ah, I see. They're just practice, right? Okay, just very gently suck on my nipple. Oh, damn, that feels good. Yeah, keep doing that. You can even nibble a little here. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh, okay. Have you calmed down a little bit? Good. You ready to fuck me, boy? Now, young man, you're going to be in so much trouble. You naughty boy. Fucking your teacher in her car in a dark alley. Fucking her so hard. Ugh. Oh, that feels so fucking good. God, I've missed this. My boyfriend is not this big and not this hard. Fuck. Give me that fucking cock. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, fuck me. Just keep fucking me. You fuck my tight little teacher pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. No, no, no. You wait. Calm down. I'll stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, I need you to spank my ass again. Harder. Oh, like that more. Stop it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, God. Fuck your teacher. Fuck your dirty fucking teacher. Oh, yes. You slammed that cock into me, young man. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God damn. Okay. Okay. Come here. I'm gonna suck your cock again. It's dirty, huh? I like tasting my pussy on cock. Alright, are you ready? Because you're gonna come for me. You're gonna come in your teacher's mouth. Yeah? You're gonna let me suck that load out of your cock, huh? Come on. Oh, empty those balls down my throat. Fuck my mouth. Oh, that's a good boy. Fuck your naughty teacher's dirty little mouth. Oh, God, yeah. Jesus. Good thing I swallowed all of that. You okay, young man? You feel good? Good. Because I know you have a report due tomorrow in Coach O'Brien's class, and if you don't turn it in, well, maybe I can talk him into letting you stay late with me to earn some extra credit. Alright, no. Get out of my car. Oh no, fuck that. You're walking home. I still have a date with a bottle of wine. See you tomorrow. Oh, Jesus, what a fucking day.